Well, good morning, everyone. I'm just going to read a short piece of scripture and then briefly share three kind of challenges from it. And it will be brief before we move on to the remaining part of our worship together. So this is from Paul's letter to the church in Colossians. And just before we read it, Colossae was an interesting place in Asia Minor, Turkey. That's sort of area today. It's a crossing point, really, for many people that are on trade routes across the region. So what you had in Colossae was this whole kind of mix of different people, different backgrounds, different philosophies. And that often spread into the church, so that because of all that diversity, sometimes the people found it difficult to hold together. And much of Paul's letter to the Colossians is about how to live together as Christian people. And part of what he says is in chapter 3, and it says this: "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell amongst you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether it's word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." For a number of us, as Jackie intimated earlier, the past few months have been difficult. Sorry, just realised I haven't turned myself on. And the outworking of the staff review has left many people all around that situation feeling perhaps hurt or undervalued, has meant that they've carried some pain and perhaps even borne grief. Today, then, is an opportunity, not a compulsion. It's an invitation and not a coercion to lay down some of that pain and take up with renewed vigour the cross of discipleship. And so everything we do in the next few minutes or so is optional and is offered to help us as individuals and as a group move forward, move on, and to move into greater healing and wholeness as individuals and as a church family. It may well be that you are oblivious to all that I'm talking about, and if that is the case, well, praise the Lord. But maybe you want to use this time to bring any other hurt or any other pain that you carry before God and to lay it at his feet. Three very simple challenges that I'll be brief about. If I can have my PowerPoint slide up, that'll be helpful, please. Firstly, everybody who is a part of the church, these words are written to the church, is here by God's design. You are chosen people. You are holy and you are dearly loved. You're not here by accident. You're not here by chance, but you're placed here for such a time as this. And what's more, each one of us is offered forgiveness in Christ. We are made holy before God. And each one of us is cherished and dearly loved. Each one cherished and dearly loved. And when things go wrong and relationships break, it's easy to forget that the people we struggle with hold the same status that we do. Chosen, beloved, forgiven. So the first challenge from this word is to view others through the same lens that God views you: precious and treasured by God. Challenge one. Challenge two, some of you will have seen this PowerPoint from a wedding not so long ago, this particular slide anyway. It's a piece of utter genius. You think Harrison does good graphics, you've not seen anything yet. Live like loved people then. I wonder how many of you thought about what you would wear this morning. I wonder how many of you pondered at the wardrobe and took time to work out what you're going to wear. I wonder how many just grabbed the thing that was nearest to them. Either way, we made a choice, whether it was a fleeting choice or a very intentional one. We chose the clothes that we wear and deliberately put them on. Looking at a few of you who I won't name, it's evident that a couple of you got dressed in the dark. But, that's by the by. Paul challenges the Colossians to choose not just their clothes, but to choose their attitude as well. It's a choice. It's a choice. Clothes are seen by others. They're mostly outward facing. I realize there are some exceptions. Just not going to unpack that for now. People see them. So just like you put your clothes on each morning, so says Paul, put on compassion. Put on the pants of kindness. Let's leave that one. Put on humility. Put on patience. You have to be very patient while the graphics make their way across the screen. Put on gentleness. Put on patience. Put on forgiveness. And over everything else, on top of everything, put on love. These things are choices which we adopt. Just like we choose to get dressed, we choose to adopt and dress ourselves in those values and those attributes. It's an act of will and a choice way more than it is something we feel. So remember that we are loved. Remember that others are loved. Choose carefully the clothes that you wear so you live like loved people. And then thirdly and lastly, remember who it is we serve. Paul says in his closing remarks in the chunk that we read, everything and anything you do, do it for Jesus. So in the context of the church, whichever place, whichever ministry, whichever job we do it for the glory and the honour of the Lord Jesus. Whether it's something that's seen by everybody or something that goes on and no one ever notices, to some degree that doesn't matter because we're not doing it for recognition of others. We're doing it for the glory and honour of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't give our time for our leaders. We don't give our time for our friends. We're not certainly not serving me or any of my successors. We do it all to the glory and honour of the Lord Jesus. It is Him alone who we serve and seek to bless. So view each other as loved people. Clothe yourself with the right clothes. Remember who it is we do everything for. I offer those reflections and those challenges for you to interpret